Although in reasonable condition, I'm realizing that fear/anxiety of death/non-becoming is pervasive in the background of my daily life. Does the Buddha speak to that which continues after the body dies? Other than the five recollections and contemplating impermanence, does he offer guidance on how to best prepare to greet one's death? Thank you so much. Signed, here today, gone tomorrow? Question mark? if we're kind of a sensitive human being, it's a reasonable thing to be kind of have some kind of fear, anxiety around death and the ending of one's life. It's sort of this really is an unstable condition, and even if one is in reasonable condition, the possibilities of things can happen are way beyond what reason can conjure up. So I think it's very, very natural. And of course, the Buddha, in all through the canon, the scriptures, and he speaks of the that continuity of after death, that there is this continuum that seeks another becoming, another birth, in some way, shape, or form. Of course, it's conditioned by the state and quality of our heart, of our mind, and the mind stream, and the best preparation, mindfulness, clear comprehension, contemplating impermanence and five recollections, those are more arousing urgency. But one also, I mean, just the sense of investigating the nature of the body gives a sense of, say, of dispassion, of cooling, of settling. That's helpful. But then also the meditations on loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, equanimity, the divine abidings are really important to bring a sense of possibility to the spaciousness of the and brightness of the heart. The recollections of Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, recollections of generosity, virtue. As I mentioned the other day, the devas, what it is, a contemplation on the action that one has done. It's not different from the actions that have been the cause for these beings to be born in fortunate circumstances. One's looking at qualities that, looking at contemplations and investigations that develop the mind, both in terms of wholesome, bright qualities, as well as that sense of urgency and a sense of dispassion. So it's one needs a balance, and that's where there's a set of practices that is given that are called the protective meditations, and there are four different practices that again they're providing a balance, so that on the urgency side, then there's the contemplations of the body, and then in say Gayakata Sati, and then Asubhagamatthana, the contemplations on the unattractive nature of the body. But then on the other side, then there's Buddhano Sati, the recollections of the Buddha, and then Metta Bhavana, the contemplations of, and cultivation of loving kindness. So that it's these are you have a balance there that is you're applying it to the mind to help the mind be as steady and clear as possible, because it's similar with that in one of the earlier questions of the factors of enlightenment, awakening. There's the kind of the active ones, but then there's the settling ones, and you have to learn how to apply them in the appropriate time and circumstance and skill, so that there's a balance that's being being created. That's, comes back to that phrase that I've used many times now. That okay, it's just right, and that sense in Thai is a padi. It's just right. That's one of the teachings of one of Ajahn Chah's teachers was he didn't talk a lot. He didn't give extensive instructions all the time, but that was actually something that he kept referring to. The nature of this just right quality of the Dhamma, and just saying the Dhamma is neither tall or short, neither long, tall or short, neither. Neither white or black, neither short and long, taller and but all these different things, opposites. He said it's just right. So that in Thai it rhymes, which is often bo sung bo dum bo dum bo kao bo yao bo san podi. So that paying attention to those qualities of just right, that's a real preparation for death.